So anybody who knows me knows that I am the oldest child. I'm the oldest of four children. And we grew up in rural Wisconsin. I was the first child born to a 21-year-old mother and a 23-year-old father who met in the same little town, went to college, came back, got married, had their family, and started a dairy farm. And on that dairy farm where they had nobody to help them, they milked cows, they grew and harvested field crops, they raised hogs, they slaughtered chickens, and for the first decade of my life, all I remember is that they were very, very tired. So the four of us were often quite feral, and we traversed the active railroad tracks, we built fires, and in the winter, we spent a lot of time in the haymow. And the haymow in our barn was 30 feet off the ground, and you had to climb hand over hand until you were far up. And that was our place to build forts and give speeches and plays and just sort of hang out. And it was also incredibly dangerous. We could have fallen through a hole at any time. It's really remarkable how unscathed we were. So one day in the middle of the winter, and in the winter in Wisconsin, it's quite bitter cold. We were in the haymow, and we had windows at the right level. And one of us looked out in the backfield and saw that there was this beautiful, all of a sudden it became sunny, and there was this beautiful expanse of ice. And so we thought, okay, we'll go down and skate. We didn't have skates, of course. We were quite poor. So we came down, and my two sisters, Cindy and Shelley, got to the bottom first. And they ran out to the field, and they got onto the ice, and they're skating around, and it's really fun, and they're really having a great time, and my brother and I are a little bit slower. And at this point in the story, I have to tell you, I'm 12, almost the height that I am now. And my sister Cindy's 10, and my brother's 8, and my sister below him is 7. So Shelley and Cindy are out on the ice, and we get up to the ice, and we're ready to go out when they're like 30 feet out, when we realized that ice was over a depression in the field, and I watched, and they fell through the ice, and I couldn't see their heads anymore. They were gone. So you always wonder, when you hear those stories of bravery, could you do it yourself? And I don't know that I could do it again. But I yelled at my brother and said, run up to the house, which was far away at that point, and get our parents. And I couldn't figure out how to get them out. There was no rope. There was nothing. And they couldn't swim. I mean, we're farm kids. They're below the ice. It's bitter cold. So for only a second, I thought, the ice must be weak enough that I can get to them. And so I took my feet and I just walked and broke the ice until I got to them and pulled them out. And by that time, my parents had come and they took us to the house and they put us in cold baths because we were frostbitten. And they brought us back to life and we're all still there. And I think about that story not very often, actually. But about 2 years ago, I lost my job, and I had an executive coach. And the executive coach said to me, now, as you're going into these interviews, you have to have stories about what developed your character. So this is a good exercise for you, and I'm telling anybody who doesn't have a job, it's actually a really good exercise. Go and write 15 stories about what developed your character. Just keep writing until you have 50. And then some of them will be, you'll get a theme and you'll want to use them in your interviews, whatever, whatever. And the first story on that list, and without even thinking, the first story on that list was bringing my sisters out of the field. So thank you very much.